In this bulletin, Woolworths reveals it's underpaid staff by as much as $300 million. Britain to head to an early election. And in tennis, Alex de Minaur through to the second round of the Paris Masters. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Woolworths has revealed it owes 5,700 staff as much as $300 million in underpaid wages dating back over 9 years. Woolworths says the underpayment was uncovered in a review triggered this year by the implementation of a new enterprise agreement covering its supermarkets and metro stores. It only analysed 2 years of data but says the issue could date back to 2010. Britain is set to head to the polls on the 12th of December after a bill to hold an early election passed Parliament. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's bill passed the lower house 438 votes to 20. The bill will now go to the upper house for consideration, where it's unlikely to be opposed. Speaking in Parliament before the vote, Mr. Johnson said holding an early election is the only way to ensure Britain leaves the European Union.
We are left with no choice but to go to the country to break free from this impasse and to allow us all to submit as we must in all humility to the judgment of the electorate and to allow us to make our case and above all to allow a new and revitalised Parliament with a new mandate to deliver on the will of the people and get Brexit done.
A former Melbourne school principal accused of sexually assaulting female students has refused to take part in a psychiatric panel to assess if she's mentally fit for extradition. Lawyers for Melka Leifer have told the Jerusalem District Court she won't cooperate with the panel and wants the court to rule on whether she's well enough to be extradited. The 52-year-old faces extradition to Australia on 74 charges of sexually assaulting female students. She fled to Israel in 2008 after the allegations first emerged, and the process to extradite her has stalled several times since charges were laid in 2013. In the US, Los Angeles firefighters are working to increase containment of a wildfire before a new round of Santa Ana winds raises the threat. The fire started on Monday and rapidly spread through neighbourhoods in canyons and on ridges of the Santa Monica Mountains. 8 homes have been destroyed and 6 damaged, with extensive evacuation orders remaining in place. Los Angeles Fire Chief Ralph Terrazas says more than 1,100 firefighters are working to contain the blaze.
We do have a projection of calm winds throughout the day, but tonight that's going to change. The wind gusts could be up to 50 to 70 miles per hour. It only takes one ember to blow down wind to start another fire. Embers have been known to travel several miles, so we're very concerned about tonight's wind event.
Several items of Nazi memorabilia will be auctioned in Tasmania, despite calls from the Jewish community to end the sales. Armitage Auctions in Launceston will today put German war artifacts up for bidding, including medals with swastikas. The auction house, which was criticised for selling similar items back in August, has defended its decision to carry on with the sales. Auctioneer Neil O'Brien says while the company condemns what happened during the war, people are interested in artifacts associated with it. In tennis, Australian number one Alex de Minaur is through to the second round of the Paris Masters after a straight sets win over Serbian Laszlo Dereja. De Minaur beat him 6-1, 6-4 and will next play Spain's Roberto Bautista Agut. Well, now the weather across Australia for today. Perth, showers increasing, 23. Adelaide, sunny, 34. Melbourne, also sunny, 26. Hobart, mostly sunny, 20. Canberra, much the same, 31. Wollongong, similar conditions, 25. Sydney, mostly sunny, 27. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 29. Brisbane, cloudy as well, 26. Cairns, a possible shower, 29. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.